Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Manifesting Money Podcast.
My name's Anita Aguilar.
I am your host, as well as a money mindset coach, a manifesting expert, and so are you, and I'm going to show you how, and the CEO of a multi-million dollar company teaching manifestation. This podcast's purpose is to bring massive consciousness around the world of money manifestation, and we want to share our stories to truly help you understand that money is just energy. It's an unlimited resource that you can tap into at any given point in time. The way that you feel about money is how it shows up for you. So if you have the limiting belief that you have to work super hard for money, this podcast is for you. I'm going to be sharing the things that I personally learned the hard way, but I'm also going to be sharing tips, tricks, strategies, and stories of those who've truly healed their relationships with money and have mastered attracting abundance. Now, without further ado, let's get right to it. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Manifesting Money Podcast. I am super happy and grateful for everybody who's tuning in today. This episode has been a long time coming because we are talking all things testimonies that we get every single week, and so many. And if you have been tuning into our energy on social media or just in the podcast lately, you would know that we actually just got done hosting a free 3-day Manifesting Money workshop.
Money don't jiggle, jiggle. I'd like to see you wiggle, wiggle, for sure, and make me want to dribble, dribble, you know, ride it in my Fiat.
I actually really love Fiats, by the way. They're my favorite cars to rent. Anyway, we just got done hosting that free Manifesting Money workshop, and it was so freaking fun. I'm just so excited for everybody who tuned in and really got to see the science behind manifestation, because that is our goal, our mission, for everyone to know and be conscious that you are always manifesting. So yeah, I've been again having a lot of fun with this soundboard. And I have actually figured out how to get some of the audios that we get sent all the time too. So before we get started, if you're new to the podcast, hello, hello, welcome. If you're an OG, thank you for coming back and being a loyal listener. So this is your reminder that if you stop what you're doing right now, stop driving. I'm just kidding. But just take a second to like and subscribe to the podcast. This is my official announcement that we actually have hit over 200,000 downloads on the podcast. Oops, that was the wrong button. That was supposed to be a celebrating. That is so funny. But yeah, anyway, we've hit over 200,000 downloads on the podcast, and it's so unreal to me how many people are tuning in. Sometimes I look at the numbers and I'm like, wait, 2,000 people listen to this podcast episode today? That doesn't make any sense to me. I know, I mean, it's really cool, but at the same time, like, wow, it is just so extraordinary seeing how many of you are investing time and energy into this podcast episode, into the podcast in general, applying the knowledge. And today we really get to show all the behind the scenes with all of the testimonies that we get on a consistent basis. So again, if you haven't liked or subscribed, make sure you do so. We also have the YouTube channel that we have in the show notes. So usually we do the YouTube channel with all of our guest speakers. We have some video guest interviews that are coming up in the next few weeks. I'm also really excited that we are actually at a point where we feel in alignment with getting sponsors. So one thing, a major thing that I just felt like I had so much resistance with sponsors is that I get it. And I know that, it's a great platform to share, you know, sponsors and stuff like that. But I was like, I just really, really want to make sure the people that we do have sponsors are completely in alignment. I'm not doing it just because it was presented to me. And that was something that I really had to consciously work on when everything blew up for me. I was like, oh my gosh, I keep saying yes to everything because I feel bad. Or it looks good, right? But is it really in alignment with our mission? And so I'm going to list off some people who we are conscious and aware that we do want to sponsor. One of my biggest things that has been coming to the surface is anybody who is working with hypnosis, 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 hypnosis. I can talk about it all day long. I know me personally, I'm going to be working out, reaching out to a lot of hypnotherapists and asking them if they would like to sponsor the podcast, because if I'm doing 60-second ads, I want it to be people or causes that I really, really stand behind. Some other things that we are bringing to the surface is human design. If you know anybody who wants to support the podcast and get their name out there and really share with this type of audience about human design, and as well as breath work. So fun fact, I was actually in Hot Springs the past weekend for Memorial Weekend. And oh my gosh, I was in the little hot tub springy thing with this beautiful soul who was doing this breath work session with somebody else. And I was like, oh, so intrigued. I heard that. All I heard was womb, trauma, breath work. And I was like, oh my gosh, my ears were perked. I was like a little dog. I was like, ooh, what are you seeing? Anyway, I was so intrigued in what she was talking about, and we just love, love, love breath work, although that we don't physically do it or anything with human design or, again, anything with hypnosis, but we are always looking for people who we can help share their mission because they have the time and energy to help expand that. So if you know somebody, let us know. Anyway, going back to the story about the girl in the hot springs is that we just connected, we jived, and I was like, wow, people are so unconscious of all of the things that we have been cycling over and over again, even from the womb. So the beautiful soul who I met in the hot springs, her name was, or on Instagram is Breathe with Kimberly Score. And you could just tell that people are operating at this frequency from far away. I'm just like, ooh, this girl is in alignment. So cool to connect with her in the way that a source, again, connects you with people who are operating in the same frequency as you. So if you haven't tuned into last week's episode, that's exactly what we talked about. And is it a coincidence? I think not. Alrighty, I'm gonna stop messing around and actually get to these testimonies because we have so many. So again, some of them I'll be reading, and some of them I actually somehow got my sister to read testimonies. So I don't know if anyone knows this, but I actually have a twin, and it's so weird because like that people don't know that about me, because I just always thought that when I became rich and famous or whatever it was, that it would be because I was a twin, because we were just always known the twins. And it's like weird that this is the first time that I've ever brought her on the podcast. So she is actually gonna read some testimonies for you all. We're hooting and hollering together, and it was just so nice to have my twin sister around. So here is some of the testimonies that we went over. Hey friends, welcome back to the Manifesting Money Podcast. Today I have a special guest with me, and her name is
Alicia. I'm Anita's twin.
And she is my twin.
No.
I mean, so Alicia's going to be reading a testimony. And yeah, let you take the floor, sis.
Julie, I got your follow.
Oh.
Okay. So just start right here.
Yeah.
Okay. It says, I've been listening.
Wait, you guys say who it's from.
This is from, Allie?
Yep.
Okay. Allie Garcia, I've been listening to your podcast and recently checked out your TikTok and started saying your affirmation. I attract more money when I am not working. I must manifest.
Don't even. I got my hand off the buttons. I'm not.
Sisters. I manifest sisters. Things all the time. I've manifested my whole life. The past 2 years, exactly the way I've wanted. But I have still struggled with my attachment to money. You've helped me so much already. I hope my videos sent in order correctly because it was giving me a hard time. I'm so happy I found your podcast. I'm a Mexican of first generation and have the beliefs.
Oh, bro. Sorry, her phone cut out for a second.
You got a time limit, your social media. Beliefs of my mother and my father. They've worked their entire lives, also working in Minnesota.
Our aunt's name is Mona, that's why it's Mona. She's okay. Not even calling you.
Sis, stop.
Sorry.
I believe you said you're from there as well. Well, Nebraska, close enough. I get the giggles. I started my own podcast and have You on there. You're so amazing.
So cool. So I'm going to start my own podcast.
I'm going to start my own podcast.
Okay. That was good. Oh.
But she did say, I meant Nebraska. So I was excited. I couldn't think straight.
My I was so excited. I couldn't think straight.
Okay. Do you want me to read it?
Sorry.
Let me be. My parents are from Mexico, and we moved up north so we could work these tiring jobs. I don't want to curse. And I'm saying so. I'm trying so hard to heal my relationship with money because those beliefs aren't my own. And your podcast has helped me so much and has inspired me to do some of the same work. I've been woke to this field for years now, but finally feel ready to share my knowledge and experiences, especially get to be around people around people on the same frequency.
Nice. Thank you for sharing, Alejandra, I think her name is. Okay, next testimony is from Zissy. Okay, so first read that one.
Zissy.
And then read
Wait, which one? Just start with the first one.
Yeah, read that post first. Okay. So this is a post on Instagram. So Zissy is actually one of our sponsors from our last free workshop. She also ended up joining the 31 Days of Abundance. So she's going to be reading off some of her homework and some breakthroughs and some things that manifested.
Okay. Today's homework was to go around my house and find money. I found $30 in a wedding card that I didn't even know who it came from. And it says the shock face. Also, I found a Sephora gift card and a picture of one of my past birthdays that reminded me that I've been living my most abundant life for years.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it says another emoji
like happy.
And now I'm stepping up and working from within myself. Heart.
So what date was that?
This was April 13th. Now go down.
Yep.
Okay. Says Anita.
That's how you say it.
Anita. Somebody just showed something with you on your page.
Karen.
Okay. I just wanted to share huge news with you because I don't think it's a coincidence. I know all the work I've been putting in.
I said work. That's the second time you did that today.
You always pointed it out, like, know, why?
It's too funny not to laugh.
So,
okay, I'm done.
Abuse. Okay. I've been putting in with the 31 Days of Abundance. Sorry. 31 Days of Abundance has so much to do with this, and I can't wait for the rest of my family to do this as well. We signed our contract to open up our first physical location for our business, and I wanted to share with you because this is a huge step for us. Thank you for sharing your knowledge with us. Woo! Yay! Congratulations!
Awesome! Okay, what's the last post say?
The last post says...
And we'll repost. I'm going to repost some of these pictures on the podcast when it drops, or like the grid when it drops.
Okay. Finally done with 31 Days of Abundance.
Wait. That's not what it says. I'm sorry. I know I'm an overstepper.
You are.
But
okay.
That is not.
Okay, you don't have to drag it on, bro. Okay. Officially done with my 31 Days of Abundance. So many changes and shifts of perspective, but most importantly, healing my relationship with money and getting deep into my subconscious was my favorite part of the program. As a result of my hard work, both with my subconscious and my business, I have gained so much in return. One of them getting approved for our new store. We are so ready for the next step and feeling very worthy of this. Thank you to every single person that orders from us that has supported our business from day one. We can't wait to share our grand opening date and see all your beautiful souls. And thank you for sharing your knowledge. All right. Thank you to my manifesting coach, Manifesting Money Podcast, for sharing her knowledge and her constant reminders to forgive myself when I missed a day or two of my new routine.
Oh, that's so good. So yeah, like we said, Zissy was one of our sponsors, and I've been wanting to collaborate with her too because I've been wanting to make some Money is Energy sweaters. And for everybody who's in the academy, all the coaching people or people who are in the coaching academy, I actually make personalized quotes and I want to put them on some merch. So anyway, it's a beautiful manifestation brand. The candles with intentions, they have stickers and sweaters and shirts. I mean, there's so much more. I'm like not giving it justice. So I'm going to put it all in the show notes, so you can check out their Instagram. Let them know that we sent you to their page, but highly recommend, and just even giving her kudos for investing the time and energy in this work, and congrats on getting her first location. So cool.
Good job.
Okay, I'm reading this one, and my sister is going to. Yes. Yay. Here, wait, love you guys. Alicia, we got our shirts. I can't wait to wear them in the gym tomorrow. Oh, I got your shirts. Yay.
Thank you. Love you.
Oh, so cool. Okay. So this one is from Lainey Baby. Lainey Baby Art. If you want to follow her on Instagram, she's from Columbus, Ohio. So it reads, Anita, I just started listening to your podcast a couple weeks ago, and holy sheesh. Today, I was at Starbucks in the line at Starbucks, and I saw a shiny penny heads up and literally got out of my car like a crazy person to pick it up. I thanked the universe for it. Tell me why a few hours later, I made $500 in art sales on my website. I'm finally past the blockage I had, and you are such a huge part of that. Thank you for all that you do.
Holy crap.
Oops, that was the wrong button. Hold on.
How's that response? Holy crap. Money, money.
Money, money. Wait, I meant to put this one. Thank you, Lainey, for sharing.
I got a green phone for money.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm over here hooting and hollering because my sister just makes me laugh so hard. And just re-listening to this was so fun. So let me know if you guys thought that was fun, her reading some of the testimonies. I still have so many testimonies that I want to go over, but she recorded that with me while she was here, so that was really fun to share. For anyone who doesn't know my twin sister, again, her name is Alicia. A little bit about her story. We joined the military right after high school. She actually ended up joining the Navy, and I joined the Army National Guard. So we went our separate ways. She got stationed there in Norfolk, and that's actually why we ended up here in San Diego. She's been a huge, huge, huge support of my whole entire journey, business, not only believing in me before I actually had any proof that anything was going to work out, but also really supported me a lot financially, and I really admire that for her. So I just wanted to give her a shout out, and not only about her for supporting me, but also the things that she's doing right now. So when my sister joined the military, she actually became a huge advocate for mental health awareness. When they went on their first deployment, my sister was actually the person to go to for any mental health issues or suicidal thoughts. And my sister was just that person holding space for so many people on the ship. And a very, very tragic thing happened when we moved here to San Diego. She actually lost one of her really, really good friends the first week that we moved here. It was before I was even here, before my dog was even here. She was here a whole week by herself and just really processing all of the things that had happened with her friend on her own. And so every time that she went back to the military, it was a trigger, seeing that same environment that they used to be in all the time. And I really just want to give a shout out to my sister for how mentally strong that she's been, not only for herself, but other people in their environment, and holding, again, that space, not only before this happened, but even after. And my sister has always been someone to go to talk to hold space for, and really has helped me personally a lot, not only process the passing of our stepfather, but also knowing the difference between holding space from someone or for someone opposed to giving them unsolicited advice. And again, I really, really commend her, thank her for that, for not only doing that for herself, but helping other people. And so my sister actually ended up getting out of the military early, and it was something new that the military's doing. So if you're in the military, you know anybody in the military who's just not happy there, we know what it's like to be feel like you're stuck there. And I think a lot of people take it for granted of, I'm working at a job that doesn't serve me. But when you're in the military, there isn't just no picking up and not going to work the next day, right? You're really signed to a contract, and the consequences are a lot higher. So for anybody who is working at a job that is no longer serving you, just really have that awareness of like, wow, what a privilege that you can just walk away from that without having any of those consequences. But also just wanted to just give everyone who's in the military the option or the awareness that you can get out for mental health reasons. And my sister was the proof of that. She was actually one of the first people in her command to get approved, and there were so many people telling her that she would not get approved. And so not only did my twin sister get out of the military, guys, get this, this story is so crazy, and I told her that this was going to open up so much space, so she got out of the military, she got 100% disability, guys, 100% disability. Anybody who's in the military knows how insane this is. She's literally going to get 100% disability for the rest of her life. So my sister has not only got out, she bought a house for my brother. She's moving to London, and she has her business, which is again called Awareness. It is an athletic brand specifically standing for I work out for my mental health. So you might have seen some pictures on my social media. I'm gonna drop the link not only for her Instagram if you want to give her a follow, and just shout out just from hearing the story, because I think it's the first time I've ever told it on the podcast, but also just to support the brand. You can get all the merch and everything on her page as well. So again, I'll drop both. And please, please, please let me know when you purchase from her. I'll throw in a little giveaway just because I just really appreciate you guys supporting mental health. So getting back to some of these testimonies, this one is from Sarah Spencer. She was on our free 3-day Manifesting Money workshop. And she says, I am a day behind as I am in the UK. So how freaking cool we have people from the UK doing this work. So here is a homework from day one. I actually listened to the webinar last night in bed and I fell asleep to it. I posted in here earlier this week that I was looking for a job, but getting a lot of rejections. Then today, boom, a job interview, and it's even working. I'm working on a very subconscious level. Oh, so good. In her little picture on here, it says, my intentional action is to shift the belief that I can afford it, that it is not expensive, that I am worthy to receive money and income that I want and deserve. Oh, so good. Thank you, Sarah, for sharing your testimony. This is so cool that she was listening to it before she went to sleep. And for those of you who are new to our energy or new to our programs, is that we teach people that your subconscious beliefs are creating 95% of your reality. And the best time to really tap into those subconscious beliefs and start to reprogram them is right before you go to bed and right before you wake up, or the first 5 minutes in the morning when you wake up. So good. Thank you, Sarah, for sharing. This next testimony is from Nikki Paddock. I hope I'm saying this correctly. She said that I manifested $50,000 today. Work agreed to top me for my maternity leave, and I kept visioning my checking account getting the same payroll deposits. After I spent $1,000 yesterday on items I was holding off of for years of buying because I was so attached to the money and wanting it too much. Yesterday, I spent it freely with no attachment and said to myself, I am letting this money go and it will come back to me. And look what happened. It did. So freaking good. Thank you, Nikki, for sharing this and really helping us build the belief that it is possible for that money to come right back to you. It is possible for you to allow yourself to rest. And that is proof for all of the other mothers out there who maybe didn't get maternity leave or who didn't believe that they could get paid during the maternity leave or whatever beliefs that were coming to the surface. You just helped debunk that belief. And thank you for sharing this testimony. So that was posted last week. So I believe she was on our free workshop. This next one is also from Catherine Rivera. So Catherine Rivera, I got an unexpected check today. I learned that one of my blocks is putting off a bill later when the money is in the account. This morning I was going to put some gas and I remembered what Anita said. I decided to fill up the tank all the way because, you know, abundance chases me, and I received a $400 check today. Heart, 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 heart. I know I don't have to read that part, but I just wanted to put in there. Anita, if you see this, oh my God, I am so grateful for you and your courage to teach these things and this work and sharing it with us. Thank you so much. Abundance chases us, period. Oh, we'd love to see it. Oh, this is supposed to be the money chain. Ding, ding, ding. Congrats. Thank you for sharing this testimony. And thank you for tuning into the free workshop and doing this work, because a lot of times people thank me. Anita, thank you, thank you, thank you. And trust me, I receive all of the thank yous, but I also just really want to make sure that I'm shining the light back on you, because you showed up, right? Then we've hosted these free workshops for I don't know how long, and there's only a small amount of people that actually show up, and an even smaller amount of people who actually do the work. So thank you. This next testimony is from Veronica Cerda. Cerda. The biggest takeaway for today was how we can deal with our anxiety and depression differently. So again, if you were tuning into the free workshop, you would know that we had Dr. Chris Lee come on and share his magic with us. And he not only shared his incredible story, it's so mind-boggling, and I'm most likely going to put it on the podcast, but wow, it was so amazing. But he really just broke down the stress and anxiety. So going back to the testimony, listening to Dr. Chris, he really broke down how to hone in on how we deal with it and made me look at it differently and how I cope with anxiety and stress. I liked how he really was really personal on his journey, and it was moving and inspiring. My bucket would be the social bucket. I have people who I talk to, and I'm shy and I don't really socialize that much. Since the pandemic, my social life is very small, and I feel like sometimes I want to be. My goal would be to slowly work on my social bucket. Oh, so good. We love to see that you are, again, coping with this fear, stress, and anxiety, and really understanding what it is. We really broke down the nervous system, the ways that you can tap into calming your nervous system in ways that feel in alignment to you. So remember, we are all law vibration, vibrating at a certain energy frequency, and our thoughts are what are actually causing a chemical reaction in our body. So anytime you're feeling that fear, stress, and anxiety, it's simply because of something that's going on in your head. And what we talked about in the past 3 days from that workshop was how to really align the both, right? What are you telling yourself over and over and over again? And then Chris was the one to help us really understand of how to calm the body, calm the nervous system, and align your actions with your affirmation. So good. I love that you had that breakthrough, Veronica. This next one is from Raquel Vega. Raquel, I've been seeing you in the group a lot, and I just want to say I love, 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 love your posts and love what you do. So my biggest takeaway was that I have to be better about setting social boundaries and not using up all of my spoons so early in the day. As a psychologist and mindset coach, I listen to a lot of trauma and emotional issues throughout the day. Then I have family and friends coming to me with their problems. So when it comes to me, I am so tired and I don't give myself really any time to decompress. Think that being in this constant state of arousal often causes me to experience burnout. I got to set those boundaries and focus on relaxing my system and getting more sleep. Oh, so good. I love that you got the takeaway of how important getting sleep is and getting out of that rat race of knowing the hustle grind and really allowing yourself to decompress. That was so awesome. And I really resonated with that when you said that. I was like, oh, wow. I guess I too find myself in those situations where I would unconsciously be like, well, I'm really tired today. And then I would realize, oh, the same thing happened to me. So thank you for sharing that. It also gives other people permission to feel. Maybe sometimes they're unconscious of what it is that they're feeling until it's brought to the surface. So those were some of the testimonies that I was reading off from our free 3-day manifesting money workshop. But I also wanted to announce something that we have also talked about on that workshop. So we talked about our mission, which is actually to change the way the world views money and what is possible for them. So something that I mentioned on day 3 of this free workshop is that we are actually opening up the doors for our 8-week coaching certification. So just a little backstory. I had this huge, huge, huge download when I created this program to really understand the fact that not everybody is open and receptive to this information. Right? There's probably people in your vortex right now that think this is so crazy. This is so woo-woo. Oh my gosh, you really think that that's going to happen? You really think that you can quit your job and do this? Or you really think that money can come to you when you're not working? And we are here to tell you, yes, that this is the new truth, that this is the way that the world should be thinking about money, right? But the truth is that we have so many subconscious beliefs, not only as a society, but from our generations. And most of you listening to this right now are first generation or second generation of your parents coming to the States or coming to a whole different location and wanting your kids to live a better, most abundant, beautiful life, which is happening. But at the same time, those beliefs still need to get upgraded and they still need to get rewired and they still need to know that money is something that is always, always flowing to us. That money is just energy. The consciousness around the fact that your subconscious mind is creating 95% of your reality and you have the power to shift those beliefs. Not only shifting those beliefs, but your genetics, your actual genetics are shifting and changing because of the way that you are thinking. Guys, there's so much science behind this. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in and not only listening to this, but applying it, right? So one of the things that we've noticed throughout our community is that one, of course, there's people, again, who are unconscious of this, who either think it's woo-woo, too crazy, or completely unfathomable. And then there's people who are completely unconscious, right? They have no idea what we're talking about. What do you mean that my thoughts create my reality? What do you mean that money is just energy? So there are people in that stage. And then we have people who are conscious, who are aware. They just don't really know how to do it. So that was me in my beginning step. It's not that I didn't believe it. I just literally didn't know how to co-create my reality. And then the last but not least step, which is where I was at for a really long time, what felt like, was that I knew these things. And I was conscious of how to create my reality. You know, I did the free workshops and I applied the knowledge. You know, I was taking the steps, but I wasn't fully living it. My actions were not aligning with my affirmations. So the people that are conscious and they're aware and they're living by this and like, oh yeah, duh, my thoughts create my reality. Oh, duh, I just need to go meditate. Oh, duh, I just need to calm my nervous system. Like, we are calling those people out right now because we need your help. Like I said, there are so many people in the world who are either completely unconscious or they are only going to understand it when you say it. When you say that your thoughts create your reality, it's going to click for somebody, maybe because of the vibration at what you speak, or maybe it's because of your background. Maybe it's because someone resonates with you because of your age. Maybe someone resonates with you a little bit more because they have kids, right? It's totally different in other people's eyes when they can see the proof that someone similar to them says that this is true. So
for all of the people who are, again, conscious, aware, living by this, sometimes, yes, of course, we all need reminders that we co-create our reality and we can get to that next level. But our mission is to really, really just help those people step into their power and help you really expand what you're doing right now, right? So whether it's just an idea of you speaking on stage and talking to people and helping people, you have to understand that those desires are there for a reason. I talk to thousands and thousands of people every single month, and we realize that not everybody's desires are the same. Like, one, if you want a lot of money, guys, that is in the vortex for a reason. Not everybody wants that. Two, if you want to help a lot of people, that is also in the vortex for a reason, because not everybody wants to do that. It's not even a desire. So I wish I could spend the individual time that I've been able to for the past couple of weeks with this free workshop and even following up with people who were on the free workshop. I wish I could do that all the time, but I really, really can't. One, I don't have the social capacity for it, just like Raquel was talking about. And then two, again, sometimes it just doesn't click when I say it, right? Sometimes even if they've been drawn to my energy, I know that I am not the right person to help this person connect the dots. So that is why I refer them to other coaches who have already been through our academy. So again, if you're on the free workshop, you would know that we had coaches who were hopping on free 15-minute calls. They're really, really diving deep on what are you struggling with? What are your superpowers? What is your big vision? And I just want to commend all of the coaches who've invested time and energy, not only in themselves by going through the coaching certification and doing the homework and applying the knowledge and raising their vibration, because I'm telling you, every single person who was in this program is not operating at the same frequency and is almost unrecognizable, right? They're all operating at a whole new frequency. And this is what allowed them to show up as this highest version of themselves, not only for them, but for the other people that they were serving. And it was so fun connecting people with the other coaches and just allowing them to hold that space for you too and directing you to the right places, right? If we're not a good match for you guys, we are going to connect you with somebody who is. Like, I'm so grateful for our network and all the other coaches that we have who can maybe see something in you that you don't see yet. So I got a message that said, "Anita, you have no idea how much you changed my life." And I just read that and I said, yes, I do. I manifested it. I set that intention before I started the podcast, before I post a video, before I do a podcast episode. Like, literally, I'm telling you, I know how much that individual time and someone breaking down your story means. And that's why we would just really, really commend you all for showing up for yourself. So with that being said, I'm going to show you or allow you to listen to a voice memo from one of our coaches, Laura. Shout out, Laura. Thank you for investing this time and energy with all these beautiful souls. But I just want you to hear what I hear about you all without even connecting with you on that personal level like she has. So here is a message from Laura herself.
Every round, but these people are literally just, I like, they're on another level. I can't explain it. Like, obviously everyone who I've spoken to in the past and even now are all incredible, but there's something with this round of people. I resonate so deeply with them on like a different level. I'm just off my last call of the evening with Genesis, and oh my gosh, I love her energy. She is just so relatable. She's amazing. I'm going to send her recap email now. Again, she wanted like that one-on-one coaching, how she wanted that one-on-one mentorship because she wants to get into coaching. She's ready to take it to the next step. She really wants that like influencer kind of lifestyle because she's trying to build her following on social media at the moment. So, these people are just so good for the academy and the energy. I'm just so excited. Thank you so much again.
So that's one message from our coach, Laura. I've been getting multiple messages like this. Like, so it's like every time she gets off a call, she's like, "Anita," and I just get so excited because it's a form of releasing for me because, you know, I love hopping on those calls and I love, again, connecting with you all, but I just don't have that time, that same time and energy. So the fact that Laura even has that same excitement is so good. And then I also wanted to share what June said. Oh my gosh, it's so cool to just hear how you can see it when you're on the outside looking in and you've been there before. So this is what she had to say about somebody who was applying, and I just love, love, love what she was able to point out.
If there's anything that can be done, and you know, obviously, like I told her, like, you know, I'll send her the proper application, and I don't know again if like what that process would even look like, because I don't know if you guys are doing the academy again, but she's super interested in the academy. That's what she wants to do. I feel like she would be a really good fit too because of what she wants and what her goals are, and I feel like the academy will actually put her, like, it'll give her the tools of what she needs. And she said it too. She's like, yeah, like, I do really well with having mentors. Like, I always level up more when I have somebody helping me.
So good. Thank you, June, for investing this time and energy into the beautiful souls who have been booking calls. We also have so many other coaches who are on the back end, just really having these amazing conversations and helping people see the potential that they have and what they are stepping into. So again, thank you, thank you, thank you. So much gratitude for the people who are helping us with this mission. And the truth is, guys, we're only going up from here. We are on a mission to change the way the world views money and what is possible for them. So going back to what I said in the beginning of this segment, which was that we know we're going to be able to do that by really investing that time and energy to those who are also ready to invest that time and energy into yourself. So we are here holding your hands, connecting you with other people who are operating at the same frequency as you. We're giving you the tools, the resources, and most importantly, the space to be seen. And we're really going to be diving deep on all the subconscious beliefs that come to the surface when you step into this light. So again, we have so many people that we are already celebrating that we're excited to not only have in our energy for the next 8 weeks, but also to see live. Yep, you heard it here. If you haven't already seen, all of those people who join the next round of the Manifesting Money Academy, we're actually doing a live event. And this is specifically exclusive to all the people who are in the academy because we want to really have this intimate meeting. So it'll be June 24th and 25th. There are some people who have invested, but they are not able to attend this specific event. But that's okay because you have your token for the next time we do a live event as well. But the truth is, I'm leaving California. I'm so sad and excited at the same time. But I just wanted to have at least one meetup with everybody who has joined the academy on this end of the coast and get you all in one room with some amazing guest speakers and that live energy and just have us all connect at a whole new frequency. So if you have any questions about this, please, please, please let me know. But the biggest thing that we commend you to do right now, as soon as you get off of this episode, is to go fill out at the application if this feels in alignment for you. If this makes you feel excited, motivated, but also kind of nervous, maybe makes you feel like you're going to throw up because you know it's the next step for you and you know it's going to stretch you, make sure you fill out that application. And from there, we will see if we're in alignment or if we have somebody else we can refer you to. So this episode has been so fun. Thank you all so much for investing the time and energy into yourselves, into doing this work, to listening to this podcast, to filling out those applications, to celebrating yourself and really applying all of the knowledge that we are teaching. So I will personally be investing time and energy into following up with everybody's application. And again, just seeing everybody from there. That link is going to be in our bio, not only here in the show notes, but on our Instagram, and I'm just really, really excited to see who is going to be in this next round. So again, the doors close officially on the 7th because our first day is going to be June 13th is when our first module comes out. And yeah, just celebrating. Thanks again, everybody. I will see you in the next episode.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Manifesting Money podcast. If this episode resonated with you or shifted your paradigm in any way, shape, or form, please stop what you're doing right now and write us a review. This simple act of kindness helps us get this podcast episode out to as many people as we possibly can. And we also want to know what resonated with you and why. So be sure to join our free Facebook group that you can find in the show notes or tag us on Instagram. Either way, we love when you're in our energy and we love rewarding you for listening to the podcast. When you're ready to truly break down your money blocks and learn how to make money work for you, not the other way around, go to the show notes and learn how you can work with us and join our community of people who are making massive shifts in their finances. Thanks again for tuning into this episode, and we cannot wait to share your testimonies. We'll see you in the next episode.